Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith. And with the Lord's help, I would like to conclude the message I've been sharing, Abiding in God's Presence, and just share some scriptures with you and just ask the Lord to just put a strength in our inner man to be all that God would have us be, to be available to Him whenever He would call upon us to do even the smallest task, that we would be vigilant, that we'd be sober in this hour, that we would redeem the time, that we would be prayerful, and we would put Jesus first in every aspect of our lives. We've been looking at Cain, who slew his brother Abel and went out from the presence of the Lord. Think about that, beloved. What a terrible thing not to be in the presence of God anymore. And Cain had a choice to make, and he was not willing to do it the Lord's way, the way in which Abel found pleasure, or brought pleasure to the heart of God, doing it, bringing the sacrifice of the flock. But Cain did things his own way, and there are many ways, or many people today that think they can use various ways, many different ways, to get to heaven. There's many different roads to God. We can serve Him as we choose to. It's like idolatry, the people of old. We create the works of our own hands and then decide we're going to worship them. But that is not the way of the Lord. We cannot serve God in the way we think we can, because we will pay the consequences. And Cain was allowed jealousy and anger. God warned him. He said, sin lies at the door. But in jealousy and hatred, he committed the first murder, killed his very own brother, and then suffered the consequences, and he went out from God's presence. There are many today that no longer care. Having the heart of God, they're wanting to do their own thing. He went out and built a city. He had his own little kingdom. And beloved, we have to understand that God wants us to do things His way. He has rules. He has principles. Just like in the natural realm, science, those are His laws that He has set up, and no arm of flesh can contravene them. The law of gravity continues to operate wherever you are on the face of the earth, unless you're in outer space. That's a different thing. But you understand what I'm saying, and there's spiritual laws, so we have to do it the Lord's way. And when we do, we will find that His way is not hard. His yoke is not difficult. His yoke is easy. His burden is light, because He's a loving, wondrous, wonderful God. Let me just share some scriptures with you. In John, the 15th chapter, verse 7, Jesus said this. He said, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. You want to know how to have Jesus and the Lord on your side? Well, just simply read and believe and follow all the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Word of God. And this new covenant, this new testament has been given to us, a better testament in His blood that shows us how He wants us to live, how He wants us to be. In 2 John, the 9th verse, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ, just like Cain, hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, abiding in God's presence, he hath both the Father and the Son. David said in Psalm 16:8, I have set the Lord always, in all ways, if you will, before me. Because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. He place the Lord before him at all times, just as we should do. If we are aware continually of the presence of the Lord, beloved, when you begin your day, when you hopefully even just even if it's not long, have a few minutes with the Lord, asking for his protection, his covering, the armor of God, the faith of the Lord, the shield of faith to be with you as you go through your day. It's important that you ask him for an awareness of his presence, because he said, "Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." He's with us whether we feel him or not. But the more we become aware of his presence, the more he makes himself known to us. Beloved, he's after relationship. He's not after you following a set of rules and regulations, because if you will follow the perfect law of liberty, there is no law against them. It's joy, peace, righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's the kingdom of God. Psalm 73 and 28 says, "It is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works." The writer of Hebrews said in 7:19, "For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God." And a little later, a few chapters later, in Hebrews, that 10th chapter, verse 22, the apostle counsels us, "Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water." And James talks about the same kind of thing, 4:8. He says, "Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you." And he's speaking to God's people. He says, "Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded." Beloved, we need to walk in repentance, daily repentance, and not in condemnation, but knowing that if any man sin, we do have an advocate with the Father who's just and faithful to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from unrighteousness. God spoke in Exodus 33 and 14, "My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest." And hear what the Lord said through the prophet Jeremiah in the 24th chapter, verse 7. He says, "And I will give them," this is the Lord speaking, "a heart to know me." Isn't that precious? "That I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return unto me with their whole heart." Beloved, that's what we need to be praying for, the body of Christ, for those that have gone off to the right and to the left, who have served other gods, who have preached another gospel. We need to come back to the Lord, beloved. And then in Ezekiel, the 11th chapter, verse 19, another beautiful promise, the prophet says, "I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take out the stony heart out of their flesh and will give them a heart of flesh." He will give them one heart. Beloved, I've said this before, but years ago when we were very active in our minister's fellowship, one of the things I heard so often is, "We can agree to disagree." And I thought, well, you know, if we all have the mind of Christ, shouldn't we all be agreeing, basically? He's not schizophrenic. The Lord's not double-minded. But that was my simplistic thoughts on the subject. A few more scriptures. Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all ye that are that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." That's Jesus speaking. And Deuteronomy 8:18 says, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that give thee power to get wealth." Why would he do that? "That he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day." And just a couple more scriptures. David said in Psalm 127:2, "It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep." And Psalm 136:25 said, "His mercy endureth forever." Beloved, let us join our hearts in prayer. Let us trust that God is going to do a work of sending the cleansing fire of the Holy Spirit to purify his church. Hallelujah. I just sense the presence of the Lord, and I'm going to obey him. Beloved, hear the word of the Lord, "For I would speak to you by the spirit of prophecy, which is meant to encourage and edify and to exhort, that you are my beloved, and I would have you to grow into the fullness of the stature of the maturity of Christ. I would have you to know that I will deal particularly and specifically with you in those areas of need in your life, those things that have been as stumbling blocks. I will cause those valley places, says the Lord, to be exalted, and those heavy, strong mountain ranges that seem to just stand in opposition before you, where you did not see how you were going to make a way through them. I will make a way, beloved, where there seems to be no way in the natural. For I am your God. I'm a holy God, and I will have a holy people. I will have a people who are willing to submit themselves to the Lord, who will walk in the Spirit, who will be hearkening to my voice, who will be willing to obey me, who will be willing to take up their cross, who will be willing to allow the Spirit of God to deal with areas in their own heart and mind, areas of their soul that need healing. If you will call unto me, I will pour in the balm of Gilead. I will heal those wounds that the enemy has inflicted upon you, those years that you have walked in heartache and sorrow. I will cause those years that the palmerworm, the caterpillar, and the cankerworm hath eaten, I will cause, yea, my blessings to overtake you. Only believe and praise me and know that I hold your hand fast. I will not let you stumble. I will not let you be turned aside, but you shall walk to higher ground, and you shall know that I am leading you in the path of life everlasting, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We rest in your faithfulness. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for who you are in our lives. We love you, and we thank you for all your bountiful benefits. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen. Thank you so much for joining me this week. It's always a blessing to my heart to be able to share the word of the Lord with you. And if you're going through difficult or hard times right now, know that I'm here to pray for you. When I receive your letter, pray personally for you and send back whatever the Lord has to be a blessing and encouragement to your heart. I so appreciate you listening. Thank you for your prayers, financial support, and your faithfulness to the Lord. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,